Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Devadas Chelvam studied philosophy and theology at the National Seminary in Sri Lanka. He was ordained a Catholic priest in 1960. After 10 years of ministry, he came to the United States earning master's degrees in theology and sociology, and it was at that point that his spiritual life took a turn. That journey is shared in his book entitled Living with Saints and Sages. Devadas, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me here.
Let's start at that turning point where you questioned your Catholic faith.
It started about 5 years after I became a priest, during the controversy about birth control. Some moral theologians were questioning the stand of the Catholic Church. Catholic Church was officially opposed to artificial methods of birth control. And using artificial methods was supposed to be immoral. So whereas actually morality is based on your intention. If intention was to avoid birth, then whether it's natural or artificial makes no difference. Both are on the same level. How could the church distinguish like that?
But then not just that issue, it caused you to continue to look into other aspects of the church teachings, be they around hell or other superstitions, so to speak.
That's right. So call it an exaggeration on their part in certain doctrines. So there is some meaning in punishment for sin. When we do something wrong, we have to suffer. And to conclude that suffering has to be eternal, that's stretching it too far. The scriptures don't clearly say, because there are parts in scripture that talk about universal salvation, that everybody would be saved. There are other parts that talk about eternal hell. So you must take that in the context and understand that essentially God's mercy is eternal and he won't create somebody and leave them to suffer for eternity. I mean, he loves everyone.
Yet all this questioning ultimately led you to distance yourself not just from Catholicism, but for a period all religion.
Yes, I started questioning and the concept of God was very problematic for me. A Christian concept of God distinguishes God as completely distinct from creation. And for me, creation itself, if it is totally distinct, it limits God. If there is God on one side and there is creation on the other side, the creation, by its very being, limits God. If God is infinite, then creation must be part of God.
Your book so obviously does not value, say, Catholicism over Buddhism, Hinduism, any other religion. In that sense, is it close to what's espoused in, say, a Unitarian church?
My book is about spirituality. Spirituality is found in all religion, all institutions. Institutions and religious rituals and all that, they have to do with externality. You know, how externally what you do to find God. Finding God is essentially an internal thing. So external actions help you to go deeper inside. And God is found deep within. Christ said, the kingdom of God is within you. So you had to go deep within to find God. Everyone has to do that.
In their own way.
In their own way.
Your book is a journey that takes years, and yet I've heard it said that you're hoping that your book will save others as long and arduous a trip, that it's a shortcut or a catalyst, in a sense, to finding a sense of spiritual peace.
Yeah, I feel sorry that I wasted a lot of time being an agnostic, and therefore I want to save others from doing that. You know, agnosticism is good. It's a very honest way. When you don't know, admit that you don't know. Instead of saying, I believe this and all, when you really can't believe. So I accept agnosticism even for people as one way to move towards God. You know, atheists are also moving towards God.
Devadas Chelvam, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Oh, you are welcome. I enjoyed it also.
Devadas Chelvam is the author of the book entitled Living with Saints and Sages. A new edition coming out next month will instead be called Limitless Love. Truly, we are that.